Introduction. It would be very easy to dismiss Laird Hamilton. Many have, and still do. Controversial, incorrigible, radical, visionary, revolutionary, disrespectful, disobedient, unpredictable, a dick. Laird's emphatic statement that he would take every wave and don't get in my way, big dogs eat first, set him up as a potentially extraordinary, yet fairly unpleasant, growing master of his art. Playing Lance Burkhart in the seminal 80s surf movie, North Shore, didn't exactly help his burgeoning reputation as a bad boy. Even positive comments, as celebratory as they are, seem to be in some ways still intent on putting him back in a box. There are many people who view Laird Hamilton as a force of nature. His last book was titled exactly that. Whether Laird's tongue was at this point firmly in his own or someone else's cheek is not clear. Laird is surprisingly humble about himself. But for many people, when they watch a YouTube clip or look at a magazine spread or hear a podcast, they simply see and hear a slightly folksy, big wave culture, a lifestyle of fitness routines and superfoods, and a surfer narcissism of wave first always. This is to some extent understandable. The internet is teeming with Lairdness and Lairdisms. Laird's aphorisms are everywhere. But there's a lot more to Laird than meets the eye. And to dismiss him as mostly irrelevant to us land-based folk, or to park him as some type of Peter Pan figure, is to miss something. In some ways, Laird is like the waves he rides, seemingly simple, yet intriguingly complex. Life Rider is a small journey into that. Life Rider is Laird's view from the lip of life, observations from where he is right now on how we might better manage the turbulence of life, the biggest wave we'll ever ride, by reaching back into the brilliant creature we are, instead of always reaching up to the being we aspire to be. If Force of Nature captured Laird, the He Nalu, the wave slider, by skimming across the surface and the sheen of the lifestyle of one of the world's greatest big wave surfers, Life Rider is the foil that taps into the energy inside his wave, to reach a little deeper and range a little wider through the brilliant creature that is Laird Hamilton. Brilliant creature is not a grand title only to be applied to a celebrity surfer. It is the Life Rider term for who and what we are at our best. Laird believes we're all brilliant creatures, and that we have only just started to tap into the amazing human organism that we are. When you strip everything back, down to the most basic elements of our species, we as humans can draw on an extraordinarily sophisticated and delicately calibrated combination of physicality, intelligence, emotion, and intuition at both the conscious and the unconscious level. Our human consciousness lights us up in a way no other species comes close to matching. In talks with schoolchildren, Laird inspires them to take a closer, harder look at the brilliant creatures that they are.
You can run, swim, dive, fly. You are amazing. You have untapped potential in you that would blow your mind. Laird Hamilton.
In this also lies one of the truths of Life Rider. While the world increasingly seeks happiness in memes and self-help books, millions of us reaching upward every day towards some enlightened being that we wish to be, Laird is more intent on inspiring us to reach back into the primal organism, the brilliant creature we are, to unlock those doors, throw some of those genetic switches, and mine more of ourselves for ourselves. Life Rider is not against enlightenment. It simply seeks to inspire us to be the best and most brilliant creature that we can be, seen through the lens of Laird, starting with the physical organism. The simple premise of Life Rider is this: start with the groundwork. Be the best or fittest organism you can be. Build the best foundation you can from which to then pursue whatever enlightenment or elevation you might desire. And movement is a keystone of that foundation. Call it exercise, call it keeping fit, call it evolution, call it getting off your ass and doing something, call it whatever you like. But movement is a crucial part of that groundwork. In order to think, we need to move. We are built for movement. Movement defines us as creatures. When we forget to move, we lose momentum. We forget our most basic selves. When our thinking starts to overwhelm our doing, that is not always a good thing. Less thinking